हरे कृष्णा
हरे
कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो एवरीवन इज हैप्पीली सिचुएटेड. So everyone is enjoying?
Yes.
No suffering?
No.
Okay. Very good. Or are you blissfully enjoying the suffering? How was the breakfast?
Very good.
Dhokla, who made the dhokla? That's for lunch, not day. Oh, dhokla was not for breakfast. Oh, it was only for me. I'm sorry. I thought it was for everybody.
Mama, for everyone.
Who made it? Champaklata. Okay, I'll request her to make it for everybody. So, in this seminar, what we are learning who Krishna is and how to love Him. Did you all fall in love with Krishna?
Yes.
Do you all need somebody to love?
Yes.
And who is that person?
Krishna.
Krishna. Very good. And do you want somebody to love you?
Yes.
And who loves you?
Krishna.
Very good. How do you know that?
Because we love Krishna.
Yeah, because if you use your intelligence, we can see how Krishna loves you. What is the most important thing for your life? Okay, air and water and food, right? Now, who is giving the food?
Krishna.
Who is giving the water?
Krishna.
Well, there is so much water in the ocean. Why do you need water? At least when you are here, you don't need any water. There is so much water. But can you drink the ocean water?
No.
And in the mainland, to carry the water will be very, very difficult. But see how Krishna is distilling the water and supplying the water. The ocean water is evaporated with the rays of the sun. Right? It vaporizes with the heat created by the sun rays. Water vapor goes up, forms the cloud, and then the cloud is transported to all over, and then it comes down in the form of rain. Who made this arrangement? Why?
Because He loves.
Yes, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu says, because Krishna loves you. Do you agree with Him?
Yes.
So does Krishna love you?
Yes.
And the air, oxygen, you are taking oxygen, giving out carbon dioxide. If this process continued, what would have happened? Would there be any oxygen left in the atmosphere?
No.
But did it ever happen since time immemorial?
No.
Why not? Because the trees and plants are taking carbon dioxide and giving out oxygen. You are giving out carbon dioxide, they are taking in carbon dioxide and giving out oxygen. Who made this arrangement?
Krishna.
Why?
Because He loves us.
Because Krishna loves you. So does Krishna love you?
Yes.
So Krishna loves you. Now, can the love affair be complete If only one party loves and the other party doesn't? Love is a two-way traffic. If one person loves and the other person doesn't love, will the love be complete?
No.
Now Krishna loves you, but you, do you love him?
Yes.
Okay, you are fortunate. So your love affair is complete. But when Krishna loves you, but you don't love Krishna, then what happens? Then the love remains incomplete. And incomplete loves causes heartache. Heartache on whose part? The one who loves, but the other who doesn't respond. The one who loves, his heartaches. Now Krishna loves us. We don't love Krishna. Whose heart is aching? Krishna's heart is aching. Krishna is feeling sad. We are not concerned. We are just enjoying our life. But Krishna is feeling sad. Now, should we make Krishna suffer?
No.
So what should we do?
Love.
At least we should tell Krishna, Krishna, I love you. Then what will happen? Krishna will start. Yes, Brinda? Krishna will be happy. Brinda says Krishna will be happy. Krishna will be so happy that he'll start dancing in ecstasy. And that's when Krishna dances. When Krishna's devotees love Krishna, then Krishna dances in ecstasy. And the devotees also start to dance with him. So now should he make it happen?
Yes.
That's why we are here in this seminar. Even though there may be some inconvenience, even though there may be some difficulties, even though there may be some sufferings, please tolerate it for the sake of loving Krishna. For the sake of developing your love for Krishna. So, today we will do the 10th chapter. Yesterday we did the 9th. Was it alright? The 9th chapter discussion? In the cave of Nerkha? So, 9th and 10th, both the chapters are actually important because, as I said, the middle two chapters, the middle, you see 18, in the middle how many chapters are there? 9 and 10 also. Right? So both 9th and 10th, both the chapters are very, very important. 10th chapter is describing the opulence of the Absolute. Opulence of the Absolute. Opulence of Krishna. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhuya Eva Mahabaho Shrinu Me Paramang Bachaha Jatte Ahang Priyamanaya Bakshami Hitakammaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Listen again, O mighty armed Arjuna, because you are my dear friend, for your benefit I shall speak to you further, giving knowledge that is better than what I have already explained." So this, in this way, Krishna is gradually taking us from higher to higher level. In the 9th chapter, what did Krishna say? Rajavidya, Rajagujham. That the most confidential and the best of knowledge I am going to give you. So now, in the 10th chapter, what Krishna is saying? That I'll give you something even better than that. For your benefit, I shall speak to you further, giving knowledge that is better than what I have already explained. Then Krishna is saying, Name vidu suraganaha prabhavang na maharshaya ahamadir hi devanang maharshinang cha sarvashaha. Neither the hosts of demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulences. For in every respect I am the source of the demigods and sages. Na me bidu. Bidu, the word bidu means what? Bidu means to know. Suragana, the hosts of demigods. And prabhavancha maharshaya. Prabhava means my opulences, my origin. Maharshaya, great sages also don't know. The demigods don't know me, the sages don't know me. Because I am the origin, Adi, of the devas and also of the maharshis, the great sages. Jo mam ajam anadim cha betti loko maheshwaram asang murha samarteshu sarva papoi pramuchyate. See the benefit of understanding Krishna. He who knows me as the unborn, as the beginningless, as the Supreme Lord of all the worlds, he only, undeluded among men, is freed from all sins. If we just get to know Krishna, we'll become free from all sins. And when we become free from sins, then what happens? What's the benefit? What is the benefit of becoming free from sins? Sometimes people say that, well, there's some people nowadays we see, they're so sinful, but they're enjoying. They're enjoying. Now, is it true? If you know the reality, then you will know that sin never leads to enjoyment. Sinful activities always will lead to suffering. Today, those who think are enjoying, that so-called enjoyment is only illusory. Tell me, what is real enjoyment? Have you ever considered what is real enjoyment? The real enjoyment is to be able to digest your food and sleep well. One who can do that is very happy. Now these people, they may be living in big palaces, but can they sleep at night? No. Can they digest their food? No. So the basic enjoyment, they are being deprived of. Now you consider yourself, do you sleep well? There is a saying, if you can't sleep well, then just come to Bhagavatam class. When Kumbhakarna was killed by Lord Ramchandra, Nidra Devi, the goddess of sleep, went to Ramchandra and told him that, look, Kumbhakarna was my best shelter because Kumbhakarna used to sleep for 6 months and wake up for only for one day. So Nidra Devi's very nice shelter was Kumbhakarna. So now Kumbhakarna is dead. So Nidra Devi asked, where shall I go? My shelter has been killed by you. Then Ramchandra said, wherever Bhagavatam class will take place, you can go there. So if anyone is suffering from insomnia, come to Bhagavatam class. And as far as digesting prasad is concerned, devotees don't have any problem. When we have problem with these two things, then we have to understand that something is wrong with our devotional service. Buddhir gyanam asan moha kshama sattang damo shamaha sukhang dukhang bhavo bhavo bhayang cha bhayam eva cha ahimsa samatas tushti stapo danang yasho yashah bhavanti bhava bhutanang matta eva prithak vidha. Intelligence, knowledge, freedom from doubt and delusion, forgiveness, truthfulness, control of the senses, control of the mind, happiness and distress, birth, death, fear, fearlessness, non-violence, equanimity, satisfaction, austerity, charity, fame, and infamy. All these various qualities of living beings are created by me alone. Krishna is saying that all these have been created by him in the living entities. What are the things that have been created by Krishna? Intelligence. Do you have intelligence? Who gave it to you?
Krishna.
Do you have knowledge? Yes. Who gave you?
Krishna.
Do you have freedom from doubt and delusion? Who made you free from doubts and delusion? Who made you? Very good. Do you have forgiveness? Anyway, those who have, who gave them to you? Are you truthful? Who gave you truthfulness? Do you control your senses? Who gave you the sense control? Do you control the mind? Who made you? Who gave you the ability to control your mind? Are you happy?
Yes.
Who gave you happiness? And are you in distress?
Yes.
Who gave you distress? Are you born? Who made you take birth? Are you going to die?
Yes.
Who will make you die?
Krishna.
Are you afraid?
Yes.
Are you fearless?
Yes.
Who gave you that?
Krishna.
Are you non-violent? Are you do you have equanimity? Are you equal to everyone?
No.
Then you're missing out something that Krishna gave you. Are you satisfied?
Yes.
Who gave you satisfaction?
Krishna.
Are you austere?
Yes.
Who gave you austerity?
Krishna.
Are you charitable? Who gave you this ability to be charitable? Are you famous?
No.
If you are, then who made you famous? And are you infamous?
Yes.
Who made you infamous? Now all these various qualities of living beings are created by? Very good. Now the point is that when you cultivate these qualities, you have to understand that they are coming from Krishna. If you have intelligence, how you have the intelligence? If you have knowledge, how do you have the knowledge? In this way, all these good qualities are actually results of Krishna's causeless mercy upon us. Maharsayo sapto purve chattara manavastatha madbhava manasa jata jeshang loka ima prajaha. The seven great sages and before them the four other great sages and the manus, progenitors of mankind, come from me, born from my mind. And all the living beings populating the various planets descend from them. So here again we are getting a glimpse of the creation. There are seven sages. Who are the seven sages? Pulastha, Pulaha, Kratu, Marichi, Angira, Vashishtha, and who am I? That seventh one I'm forgetting. Pulastha, Pulaha, Kratu, Angira, Marichi, Vashishtha. No. Anyway, so seven sages. And before that, there are four sages. Who are those four sages? Four Kumaras. Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, and Sanat Kumar. These four sons of Brahma and 14 Manus. There are 14, in a day of Brahma, there are 14, appearance of 14 Manus. Those 14 Manus rule over the planet. So, all these are they all came from the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mind. They came from Brahma's mind, but Krishna is telling that they came from his mind. Born from my mind. And all living entities that are populating the universe came from them. So Krishna, in this way, Krishna is the original origin. Etang vibhuting yogangcha Mamo jo vetti tatvataha, so abhi kalpena jogena, jujjate natra sangsayaha. One who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mine, engages in unalloyed devotional service, of this there is no doubt. So those who know Krishna as the origin, as the source of everything, as the reservoir of all qualities, and the controller of everything and creator of everything, then what will happen? Automatically one will become a devotee of Krishna. Devotion is actually love. But this love begins with surrender. Surrender, first we recognize Krishna as the Supreme, and we surrender. And as a result of that surrender, our relationship with Krishna develops. And this relationship develops into the maturity in the form of love. So it is a gradual development of a natural relationship. Then text 8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvang pravartate iti matva bhajante man buddha bhavo samannita. I am the source of all spiritual and material world. Aham sarvasya prabhava. The word prabhava means the source of generation. I am the origin. I am the Krishna is saying that I am the source of everything. I am the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. And matya sarvam pravartate. The word pravartate means emanates from me. Everything is resting in me and everything has emanated from me. I am the source of everything. I am the origin of everything. I am the shelter of everything. Iti matva, knowing me in this way, iti matva, bhajante man. Bhajante, the word bhaj means to serve in devotion. Iti matva, knowing this, when one surrenders unto me and serves me, bhajante man, he is buddha bhava samannita. He is really intelligent. Who is truly intelligent? Who is actually intelligent? Who can talk very nicely and defeat everybody in arguments? Is he really intelligent? What is the real sign of intelligence? The real sign of intelligence is one who surrenders unto Krishna. Those who surrender unto Krishna, that is the sign of real intelligence. Buddha bhava samannita. So you may not be a very big scholar, you may not be a big orator, you may not be a big debater, it doesn't matter. If you have surrendered to Krishna and become a devotee of Krishna, then Krishna says that you are most intelligent. Do you want to become intelligent? So what do you have to do? Just become a devotee of Krishna. Who is most intelligent? Those who are devotees of Krishna, they are the most intelligent. Therefore, please become a very good devotee of Krishna. Sometimes you may think, oh, he can speak so well. Sometimes devotees tell me also, oh, I can't give Bhagavatam class, I can't remember verses. I am not so good at presenting Krishna consciousness and preach to the people and defeat them in arguments. I said, doesn't matter. You develop your devotion to Krishna, everything will be all right. And then say, well, I'm not a devotee also. Then I point out, do you want to love Krishna? I don't know. Do you want to love somebody? Yes. Then love Krishna. If you just do that, then you will be classified, you will be identified as the most intelligent person. You don't have to be a big scholar. You don't have to become big somebody. You may be nobody, you may be absolutely useless in the eyes of others. But if you just develop your love for Krishna, Krishna will consider that you are the most important person to him. And when Krishna wants you, do you really care how others think about you? Krishna loves you. So you love Krishna. Just respond Krishna's love with your love in your heart. Make your heart become filled with love for Krishna. Is it difficult? No, it should not be difficult. Because Krishna is all attractive. Don't you love somebody who is attractive? In this material world, don't people love, say, Miss Universe? Miss Universe. The whole world wants to love her. Isn't it? Now, why? Because everyone is attracted to beauty. Or if somebody is very powerful. Now it is, of course, you don't see the power, but like recently there was a tennis match, the Wimbledon. And one player, Swiss tennis player, Federer, he won the Wimbledon championship 6 times. It was a record. Now, isn't the whole world loving him? Oh, Federer, Federer ki jai. So this is how all there are different people become so fond of the athletes nowadays because they see some strength in them. What do they actually love in them? What do they admire? What do they appreciate? Their strength. So beauty, strength, wealth. Who is the wealthiest person? So one of them is Bill Gates. Everybody knows in the educated world, informed world, everybody knows Bill Gates. Do you know Bill Gates here? Yeah, everybody knows Bill Gates. Because he is very rich. So that is some kind of love. Now why they are so attracted to Bill Gates? Because of his money. Then fame. There some people are very famous, like say for example, Obama, the president of America. He's very famous, very popular. Barack Obama. Why? He's famous. Everybody loves him. So in this way, these are the features of attraction. Now all these features are absolutely manifest in Krishna. Krishna is the most beautiful. What is Miss Universe? Miss Universe will look like the most ugly creature compared to Krishna's beauty. What is these powerful individuals like these tennis players or cricket players or football players? Compared to Krishna, they are absolutely insignificant. So Krishna is all attractive. It's only a matter of becoming aware of Krishna. Our problem is we don't know Krishna. But that's why we have to study Bhagavad Gita. That's why we have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you properly hear them, study them, understand them, then we naturally develop our attraction for Krishna. And that is the goal of life. And that is the sign of real intelligence. Buddha bhava samannita. Buddha bhava, Buddha means intelligence. So he is really intelligence who has become a devotee of Krishna. Who surrendered to Krishna and who is trying to cultivate devotion to Krishna is a real intelligent person. Then this 9th, 10th and 11th verses are very, very important. So please take them, listen to them carefully. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mang nittam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Machitta, Machitta. Chitta means? Chitta means? Mind. And mat chitta means mind attached to me. Mat means to me. When the mind has been attached to me, mat gata prana, their lives devoted to me, bodhayanta parasparam. Bodhayanta has been translated by Prabhupada as preaching. They fully, both they understand me and they discuss about me when they are together. When the devotees get together, they what do they do? They don't they discuss about Krishna? So that is kathayantascha mang nittam. They always speak about me. And as a result of that, dushyanti cha ramanti cha. They become very happy, they become sad, that becomes, they derive great satisfaction out of that action. They derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Matchitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mang nittam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Then verse 10. Teshang satata yuktanam bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jena mam upajanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Tesham satata yuktanam. Satata yukta means? Yukta means engaged. And satata means always. Those who are always engaged, satata yuktanam, and bhajatam. Bhajatam, word bhajatam again, what is the meaning of the word bhajatam? Serves me. Serves me with devotion, rendering devotional service. Pritipurvakam. Pritipurvakam. What is the word? What is the meaning of the word priti?
Loving.
Pritipurvakam. Pritipurvakam means with love. With devotion. In loving ecstasy, Prabhupada has translated. So those who do that, what Krishna does to them? Dadami. I give them. Dadami. Buddhi yogam. Real intelligence. Previously Krishna spoke about who is intelligent? Who is intelligent? The Buddha bhava samannita. Who is real intelligent? Those who are those who understand Krishna and became devotees of Krishna. Now Krishna is saying that those who are engaged in devotional service, I give them the intelligence. Now the word buddhi yogam also means devotional service. So real devotion is, real intelligence is therefore devotional service. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upajanti te. Jena means by which. By which mam unto me, upayanti means come, and me, upayanti te means they. They come to me. So do you want to go to Krishna? What you have to do? Satata yuktanam, Bhajatan Priti Purvakam. Always, constantly, with love and devotion, render devotional service unto Krishna. Then Krishna will give you the intelligence by which you'll be able to go to Him. Takes a little endeavor, but it works. I'm collecting a lot of money now. Today no discount. Tesham evanu kampartham aham agyanajang tamaha nashayam myatma bhavastho jnana dipena bhashyata. Tesham, for them, eva means certainly, anukampartham, to show special mercy. Anukampa means mercy. Anukampa artham means in order to show special mercy. Aham, I, agyanajam, due to ignorance, tamaha, darkness. Nashayami, destroy, dispel. Atma bhava, within their, from their hearts. Stha, situated. Jnana dipena, of knowledge, with the lamp of knowledge. Jnana dipena. Jnana means knowledge, and dipena means with the lamp. So the darkness, what can dispel darkness? Light. Now what kind of light we need to dispel this darkness? The light of knowledge. Light of Krishna consciousness, bhashrata, glowing. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So Krishna is giving such a wonderful assurance. So these four verses, 8, 9, 10 and 11, these four verses are extremely important. These are the four main central theme of Bhagavad Gita. Chatushloki. Srimad Bhagavatam developed from four shlokas, and in Bhagavad Gita also the essence are in these four shlokas. What are those four shlokas? 8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvang Pravartate, Iti Matva Bhajante Maam, Buddha Bhavo Samannita. And then the verse 9 is Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayantascha Mang Nittam Tushanticha Ramanticha. Then the third, Tesham Satata Juktanam Bhajatang Pritipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Jogam Tam Jena Mamupajantite. And the fourth one, Tesham evanu kampartham aham agyanajam tama nashayami atma bhavastho jnana dipena bhashyata. So these four verses make it a point to remember. And Prabhupada pointed out, which one is the most important instruction in Bhagavad Gita? Which one is the most important instruction of Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharman parityajya. How many of you know this verse? How many of you do not know this verse? Okay, memorize this verse. Those who don't know, will you memorize them? So, okay, now up to this part, I will invite questions, if anybody has any question. And then I'll give a break for 15-20 minutes. 20 minutes break I'll give. Yes, Pujarini, Yeah, Kumbhakarna. Suichan.
You mentioned earlier about Indra Devi and Lord Ram and how after he killed Kumbhakarna, she went to him and said, I need some shelter because he was the best shelter and he gave her the benediction that you can go and hang with him. But I was just thinking because hearing is the most prominent method of awakening our Krishna consciousness. So why did he give that benediction that we can go and part of them?
Yeah, this actually is a joke. It's not. But it is true, like in Bhagavatam class, you will see that Nidra Devi gets a very easy way. Yeah? Yes, Krishna Kripa.
Guru Maharaj, when we are talking and preaching about love to God, love to Krishna, and the people, when they hear that, it's very, very nice that we love Krishna, the way of attaining God is loving. But then after that, when they came more deeply in Krishna consciousness, they say, at the beginning, you talk only about God. And now you are giving me so many rules and regulations that you have to fast for this day, you have to follow the galaxy, and you have to... This love is not more simple. Why we have to do so many rules to please, to love the Lord? You can give
plans. Yeah. Yeah, you see, these rules are there in order to develop the love. Because you are not... You need to love, but you cannot love because you have a disease. Now these rules and regulations are the cure for the disease. Now when you take, when somebody, especially a child, when he has some disease, does he want to take the medicine? He cries, oh, I don't want to take the medicine. But the medicine is essential for him to get, in order to get cured. Similarly, we are like a bunch of children suffering from a disease, and when the medicine is given to us, we say, no, I don't want to eat it. I don't want to eat it. Right?
Thank you so much. I just wanted to ask, one of the verses talks about becoming free of sin. Is there a difference between sins and offenses?
Sins and?
Is there a difference between sin and
okay. Yeah. You see, the sins are... Sins are breaking the law. In simple words, sins can be identified as the breaking the law. And offenses are to an individual. When you displease or hurt an individual, that is an offense. Therefore, offense can be to the Lord. Offense can be to the devotees. But sins are like, it may not hurt anybody, but by doing that, you are inviting suffering condition to yourself. That's the difference between sin and offense. Clear? Thank you. Any other question? Gaur Hari has a question here.
How about in verse 5, you mentioned the list of qualities. So, you pointed out the good, of the good qualities, they're all kind of appreciable, bad qualities as well. So things like infamy.
Not coming from Krishna, but caused by Krishna. You hear Krishna is pointing out that he is actually the source of everything, origin of everything in this way. It's coming from him.
So could you say that evil comes, is the cause, is kind
Yeah, the thing is, we can look it in both ways. One way is to see that Krishna puts us in a situation where we suffer infamy. But that infamy is leading us to become more humble. Right? It smashes our pride. So sometimes, you know, if Krishna puts us in a, gives us infamy, that's also good for us. Let's take it in the right spirit.
Then you see,
ultimately everything is caused by Krishna. Krishna is actually the source of everything. Yeah, anyway.
But I was going to say that people who have a criminal propensity, who are not devotees.
Okay, then that in that case we can see it as these people are, because they are not following Krishna's instructions, they are inviting this, they are becoming criminal and they are becoming infamous. Because they, so in that respect also, Krishna is the cause, because they broke Krishna's law and that's why they became infamous. Right? There is one hand up there.
You mentioned that we have to know Krishna through studying and hearing. For me personally, studying or reading Srila Prabhupada's books is a little bit harder than hearing in the class. So I find, even though I managed to put time aside to read Srila Prabhupada's books, at the end of it I feel that perhaps my reading wasn't very focused or attentive. Could you kindly give some tips on maybe how to make the reading more intense or more focused?
Ultimately, it's a matter of, you know, focusing your attention. And generally, studying is more, we can afford to be, we can be more attentive while reading or studying than hearing, because the mind is relatively more focused when we are studying. And one way to be more attentive while studying, I would say, is to take notes. As you are reading, just make it a point that important points that are coming to your mind or that you are gathering from reading, just write it down. So this act will enable you to focus yourself more into your studies. Take notes. Same thing with listening also, when you are listening to classes, taking note you'll find will also be helpful to be focused. Yes, Pujarini?
You are taking the name of the seven sages.
They're Brahmarshis. But of all the Brahmarshis, Saptarshis are the highest. The constellation seven stars are actually their abode. They have seven planets to themselves. Okay, so last question. Yes. Keshav Bharati. What happened?
These laws of Krishna, can they only be followed by Bhakti Yoga?
Krishna's laws are generally known as Dharma. dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. And when one breaks the dharmic principles, they become criminal. Is that all right? Thank you. Yeah.
Guruji, please explain how to develop our love for Krishna.
Who is calling? Who is?
Aishwarya Radhika.
Yeah.
Aishwarya Radhika, she's asking Guruji, please explain how to develop our love for Krishna.
Just become attracted to Krishna by recognizing Krishna's wonderful qualities, Krishna's attractive features, and by being attracted by Krishna, you will fall in love with Krishna. That's the best way to develop your love for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare. So I'll give, should I give 15 minutes break or 20 minutes? 15. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.